I'm Peter Hirschfeld, in for Jane Lindholm, and you're listening to Vermont Edition. Last year, Governor Phil Scott signed legislation that created a litany of new efforts to combat racism in Vermont. That law also created a new cabinet-level post in the executive branch to address the issue of racism in state government. As of this week, that position has finally been filled. Susanna Davis is Vermont's first ever director of racial equity. She comes to Vermont by way of New York, where she worked as the director of health and housing initiatives for the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. Susanna is with us today on Vermont Edition to talk about her plans for her new role in Vermont. Susanna, thanks for taking the time to be with us on your first week on the job.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Your position has an extraordinarily daunting job description. You're supposed to ferret out where systemic racism exists in all three branches of government, and then you're supposed to figure out how to address it. Why did you want to take this on?
I had already had plans to relocate to Vermont eventually anyway, create proximity to my folks in New York, and really enjoy the vibe and the culture of the state as a whole. And so when I had been following the news about the passage of the legislation and ultimately the creation of the role, I really saw this as a good melding of some of the career experience I had already had working in municipal government and working on issues of equity, human rights, and civil liberties. So it honestly just seemed like an aligning of the stars. And so I just decided to dive right in.
You have to diagnose any problem before you can treat it, obviously. And I gather you're going to be overseeing a comprehensive review of state government so you can identify where systemic racism exists in all these bureaucratic institutions. How exactly do you go about doing that?
I'm really fortunate that even though the description of the job is intended for me, it's not something that I'm going to be doing alone. I've got a really, really supportive team. And a lot of people across the state seem to be really enthused about this work and really proud that their state government is looking forward and facing this head on. Yes, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be daunting. It's going to be tricky. But we're going to be using a lot of quantitative data, some that have already been collected, some that we're going to start seeking and collecting in the coming years. And we're really going to be working not only with partners in government, but also with partners on the ground and in the community to help us identify what are the pressure points that we haven't been looking at as a state that we need to address. I certainly don't intend to come in from somewhere else and think that I really have got Vermont all figured out. I know that it's a beautiful, charming, unique place that has, you know, many communities, each with its own distinct flair and flavor. And so I'm really going to be leaning on the folks here on the ground and people from all around the state to help me and ultimately to help the administration really understand what are the critical needs related to racial equity and inclusivity that the government should be targeting.
We already know, based on existing data, that people of color are leaving state government jobs at a much higher rate than their white counterparts. Mm-hmm. Do you have any initial hypotheses coming into this role as to why that might be?
I think it could really be related to any number of factors. It's always troubling when you see these trends along demographic lines, particularly around protected classes, right? Whether it's a particular racial group that tends to cycle in and out more rapidly, or whether it cuts across gender lines or folks perhaps with mobility issues or other physical limitations. So whenever we see these patterns along those kinds of lines, it should raise eyebrows and we should look deeper into it. I don't know yet what it is here in Vermont that's causing those trends, but that's one of the things that we're going to be looking at very closely because we do want to hire a diverse workforce. We want to attract talent no matter who it is or what it looks like. And I think that this is going to be a critical point for the state when we talk about revitalizing its economy and bringing it to the forefront of a lot of social issues.
People of color are one of the fastest growing demographics in Vermont. That said, this state is still one of the whitest states in the country. How does that racial homogeneity, both in state government and in the general population, complicate the job that you're setting out to do?
Well, I think it's only complicated if we don't have the tools that we need to address it. And what I mean by that is, I know of a lot of people in the state of Vermont who are very excited about expanding equity, inclusivity, diversity. These are folks who for years have championed these causes and who want to be part of the discussion, both locally and at the national stage. And oftentimes what I see is that folks are afraid. Folks are afraid to take action or to even engage in the dialogue because they don't want to be misunderstood. Perhaps they don't want to be construed as racist, or they don't want to say the wrong thing or center a discussion or center themselves in a discussion that they may not feel is about them. But truth be told, I think that it's important that everybody be a participant in this. We're talking about one society, one group of people, one state identity comprised of 600,000 to 700,000 people, each with unique abilities and talents. And I think that despite the homogeneity, as you say, in the state, it's critically important for everybody to be active and be vocal.
A number of racial justice advocates that I've spoken with have this underlying suspicion about state government's ability to solve the issue of systemic racism in state government. What do you say to folks that are concerned about the ability of state government to police itself when it comes to these things?
Well, speaking broadly, not specifically about Vermont, but in general, I would say that, broadly speaking, those suspicions would be completely justified. I mean, people in, whether it's Puerto Rico or looking at Tuskegee or any number of examples, really have reason to distrust government as a, just on the whole by and large, right? So that said, I think that those concerns are certainly not out of place. However, I think that the fact that the state of Vermont has demonstrated its willingness and its desire to right certain systemic wrongs and historic wrongs, I think is, first of all, incredible, right? That we're not in denial over who we were as a nation and as a state and who we want to be as a state. And second, I think that when you do something wrong or when you're part of a system that fosters inequity, it's appropriate that you be part of the solution to correct it. And the team we have in state government and the tools that we have really equip us to do some good work here.
Another big part of your job, and I know it's a part of the job that the governor is particularly interested in, is enticing diverse populations to come to Vermont and live here, to make their homes here, to make their lives here. What can this state do in the short term, in your view, either through this initiative that you're working directly on or others, to make this a more alluring place to people of color?
You know, one of the things I think that we see with places like Vermont and Maine and New Hampshire and Michigan, numerous states around the country, is that folks who are not from those states feel like there's nothing for them in those states. When in reality, I mean, Vermont is a haven for, you name it, foodies, outdoor enthusiasts, bibliophiles. I mean, you name it, Vermont's got it. And I think that one of the easy things that we can do in the short term, and I actually think that the state's already been doing a great job of this, is to demonstrate to folks the diverse career and hobby and other activity, other options that are out there in Vermont for them. Another thing I think that is tragic and out of our control is climate change. But it's a real phenomenon that's going to have a big impact on migration patterns in the country going forward. So considering that historical migration patterns have tended to see clusters of, you know, racial and ethnic clusters in certain parts of the country, I think that one thing we're going to naturally see is an influx of folks from southern states, particularly as natural disasters tend to get worse every year. And so making sure that we can plan for that, and I'm speaking with my demographer hat on now, looking at our population pyramids, looking at the future of what housing is going to look like in this state. We talk about density, we talk about access to career opportunities, we talk about everything from schools to libraries, making sure that Vermont is ready for the natural and hopefully the added influx of people we're going to receive. And of course, we don't want to turn this into another New York. I don't come here proposing that. But I do think that if we want to grow an economy, if we want to have a strong and robust workforce, and we want to have a strong and robust Vermont, then we've really got to think differently than we've been thinking and put ourselves into the shoes of those whom we want to attract to figure out what are the needs that perhaps we could meet better.
Susanna Davis is Vermont's first ever Director of Racial Equity. Susanna, good luck in a new position that I know a lot of people in this state have high hopes for.
Thank you.